want it, you got it. Lindsay Ness, Ashley Bell, Mrs. Moxie, and a cast of thousands. It's time to spill the beans.
Good morning, Northfield. It is your second and fourth Thursday of the month, so yeah. It is time for Spill the Beans.
Yes, it is. Time for Spill the Beans. We should go around and introduce ourselves again. Make sure everyone remembers who we are, since we've been promoting our little personalities online and everything. And if you haven't started following us, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Spill the Beans on KYMN.
I'm Lindsay Ness, and I'm going to go verify a couple of things super duper fast. Yes. And then everybody else is going to introduce themselves while I step out for a second.
You know, it's funny when we were talking about doing the show, how we talked about having like nicknames. Mm-hmm. There's something about Lindsay and Jazz Hands Lindsay. Jazz Hands Lindsay. That's all I can think about. My name is Mrs. Moxie, or Mox. Some people might also know me as Craig. I live here in Northfield. I own and operate Queenie Salon Studio here on Division Street. I also do Out in the Open with the Moxies, first Monday of every month. And I'm one of the personalities. And we also have Ashley.
Hey, everyone. I'm Ashley. I am the general manager at Goodbye Blue Monday Coffee House in Northfield, keeping everybody in Northfield caffeinated.
I love a good caffeinated beverage. What are you drinking today, Ash?
Same thing as I was last time, an extra large iced coffee with caramel and a little bit of cream.
Perfect. Consistency is key.
Yes.
We switched mine up a little bit because we'll get into how our week is going, but let's just say this leads into that because I am now doing oat milk in my coffee, and I'm not doing whipped cream. I'm trying to watch my dairy intake because over the last week and a half, I have been struggling with kidney stones.
Oh, no.
So I passed one last week, and one of the big things with my kidney stones is they say it's calcium buildup. So I'm trying to like really watch dairy intake and stuff and like really be more cautious of hydration. So if you struggle with kidney stones, make sure you're drinking your water.
This is such a weird thing to say, but like we should talk about our kidneys sometime because I do have kidney problems, but that's unrelated.
Yeah, right.
Like, right to everything right now. But
exactly.
Welcome, Northfield. I'm Lindsay and my kidneys don't like me.
Exactly. And I'm kicked in the kidney again.
That's so unfortunate. I'm vanilla almond milk kind.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. Yep. How's your week going, Linz?
Busy. Lots of life changes and additions and subtractions and things going on, but it's good. I'm happy to be here.
Yes. A little getaway from children.
Caffeine and friendship and fun conversations.
Yes, exactly. Ash, you have been busy over at Goodbye Blue Monday this week, or how's work been?
Yeah, we've been busy. St. Olaf and Carlton students have come back, and that's a big, it's a lot of our customers over there, and everybody likes to come over and study, so it's been pretty busy. I have a feeling this weekend is going to be really busy. It's going to be really nice outside, too, so if anybody listening wants some good old beverages, we have a spring menu out. So
not to mention, I'll do a little shout-out for Verbena Vinyl, because it's actually Record Store Day this weekend. So the 12th, it's Record Store Day, so we definitely... I'll be down there helping Vicky, along with Mr. Moxie and everybody. We're going to be hanging out down there.
Vicky's doing a lot of really cool stuff with like a lot of the businesses in town, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did you see the flyer and everything?
Yeah, I just didn't jump on the email.
Oh.
She very much included me on it.
Okay.
But she's like, she reached out and she's including like as many small businesses as she can.
Queenie's is on there. I saw Goodbye Blue Monday's on there. There's a flyer going around that will be handed out on Saturday. Doors open at 9 a.m. You can start lining up, I think, at 6 a.m., I think she said. So,
holy cat.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
Monday opens at 6:30, so if you need coffee while
caffeinated.
Breakfast at the Grand.
There you go. Perfect. What time does the Grand open on Saturday?
9.
Okay.
9 to 1.
Perfect. So you come in, get your records, and then head on over for brunch. Even better. Look at this. We're promoting our businesses.
Do you get a haircut too? Right. Yeah.
I don't work on Saturdays, but call me. We also have a special guest here in the recording studio. You won't be able to hear her, but her name is Onyx. I brought my puppy with today because she's one of our for children. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about holidays and like raising kids for Lindsay. Me and Ashley have our fur babies. So what do you guys want to start with?
Well, it's kind of like Easter, Passover, okay. end mm-hmm. of Ramadan season. So it kind of felt... and like probably there's hundreds of other holidays that are being like overlooked. And those are just kind of the ones that I can think of off the top of my head. But with that being this time of year, we were just kind of talking about, you know, holidays and how do you spend them and what kinds mm-hmm. of things come to mind. And so that's, you know, family is the first thing that we all thought of. So we wanted to bring up our families.
So let's dive in and like let's go around and talk about what our families look like. Do you want to start, Ash?
Yeah.
What does your family look like?
Yeah, so my family right now is me and my spouse, Marshall, and we currently have two kitties at home. Their names are Evie and Bella. Evie's named after the Pokemon, and Bella's named after Bella from Twilight. So that was back in that era for me.
Yes. the glitter vampire.
Yes. So that's what my family kind of looks like right now growing up. It was me and my brother and my younger brother and then my mom and my dad. My parents are divorced, but we spent holidays with both of them and separately. And that was kind of like how we grew up. And that's what my family looks like now.
What about you, Max?
I'm sorry, I'm taking a photo of my dog. She's so cute just sitting here. This is one of my fur babies. We have Onyx. But my whole family, I would say it's me and my husband, Mr. Moxie, or you might know him as Ryan from Rich Ryan in the Morning. And then we also have Kona and we have Harlow. So I have three wonderful puppies and I love them dearly. They give me headaches. They give me side aches. They make me stub my toe and fall downstairs. Like, the list
give
goes on.
Give me kidney stones.
Give me kidney stones. But they're the best little nurses out there, aren't you? Yes. So that's my little family. I will say, like, as far as, like, holidays and, like, things like that go, I know one of my... One of my chosen siblings is actually listening right now. They just texted me. So I have a drag family. That's what I call it. So I have Izzy Stunnin listening right now. My little brother, I would call him, whatever you want to call him. What are you right now? I don't know. Anyways, so we have Izzy Stunnin who's listening right now. And I love them dearly. I also have my sister Lexi, who you probably have heard about throughout town and stuff. Along with many other characters in my drag family, but those two, Norfield probably knows the most.
Lexi is like the top hype woman of all time. I just want a
but
little...
she will also cut you.
Oh, not me.
Oh, she won't cut you. And she won't cut Jake because she's in love with Jake. But
I need like a little tiny Lexi to stand on my nightstand when I'm getting ready in the morning. Yes. Just to continuously tell me nice things. Because exactly. That's all I ever get from her and it makes me happy. Right?
And she always looks at you. You're so pretty. I just love those comments. But so that's my little family along with the fur babies and Ryan. Obviously, I have extended family. But that's my mom and my brother and everything like that. But for the holidays, I really like to have it with just Ryan and the fur babies and, you know, keep it low key. So what about you, Linz?
I have four kids, two dogs, one pregnant cat, and a lizard, a bearded dragon. So there's like way too many things that live in my house, but that's okay.
Soon to be kittens.
Yeah, that's a whole... We could do a whole show on that cat and the saga that has surrounded that, but...
Did you say lizard?
I have a bearded... Well, we have a bearded dragon. It's been passed from one kid to another. It's, you know how pets are with kids when it's like, I would like a bearded dragon. And it's very exciting for a month.
Yep.
And then it becomes not exciting. And then I have a bearded dragon. Yep. Well, then now Avi has a bearded dragon. And I still kind of have a bearded dragon. That's the cat situation too. Remy is my dog. And
is this short for Remington?
Yes.
Okay.
And Trevor. So I'll go with my kids, I guess. My oldest son is Trevor. He is 19 years old, and you might know him as one of the bartenders over at Reunion. He is.
I know him as the Flo. He has because
he has beautiful hair.
He has beautiful flowy hair.
He looks like a 70s movie star.
Literally. Or an extra in like Good Times or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He is like he looks like he could put on some roller skates and just hit up the rink when it's like the disco lights are going. So that's him. And then his girlfriend, Daisy, she spends a lot of time with us, too. She's a very sweet girl. Then there's my second son. His name is Achilles, but we call him Jack. And he is.
How's his heels?
He's my Achilles heel. He's super sweet, too. He's like a little wrestler. Somebody that saw him who hadn't seen him since he was a little kid was like, he turned into a beefcake.
That's funny.
He's a freshman in high school and he is in wrestling and super into the gym and protein shakes and all that good stuff. And then I have AV and she's 14 and she is a mini me. I'll just put it that way. She is just a little mini version of mom.
Sunshine.
She's going to be a CEO or a tattoo artist. I'm gonna play this back in 10 years and see if I was right.
I love this journey for her.
Bookmark this episode.
And then I have my little one, Elsie, and she is 6. And she is just a little ball of joy. She's such a goofus. And so Trevor is the one who initially bought the Bearded Dragon. God, like 8 years ago, I feel like. It's been a really long time ago. I know that when we got Beardo the Weirdo, that's his name, when we got him, it was like Game of Thrones time. And so there was a lot of Game of Thrones jokes being made. And now we just have this bearded dragon.
That's funny.
Then I have another dog named Roger. And
Roger that.
I got Roger from somebody... who, long story, I ended up inheriting Roger so that way he didn't end up in a shelter in Missouri. But he came to us as Riley, but he's just like a super crabby old man. And so we were like, Riley is not fitting. Like, that dog is a Roger. Mm-hmm. And I'm really sorry to anybody out there named Roger, because not all of you are very crabby old men. I'm sure of that. But that's just how the name came about. Yep. We just needed to change it.
It happens. It's kind of like I have a old time friend that I'm not super close with, but she named her dog Walter because he just looks like a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Acts like one. I'm like, Walter's a pretty grouchy old man.
Isn't that one of the names of the grumpy old men?
Well, his biological. Yeah. Walter Matthau.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not his character
his
name.
His biological name.
Yeah. His not his character name. You know what I mean. You know what
real
I mean.
Real life name.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Real life. The actor's name.
So then we have Pickles. Pickles is the pregnant cat. And all the rest of them we'll find out later.
Dear
Stay
Lord.
Tuned.
Stay tuned for the kitten saga.
Oh, Lord. That's going to be a
So
day.
That is who we predominantly... I mean, my sister lives in town here. And then I have another sister that lives in Elko. We grew up in Pine Island, but both of those two moved over here so we could all kind of be closer together. But we all work so much that we don't really see each other anyway.
Yeah.
But they're really great.
Wow. Interesting. So we all have a very wide range of family and everything, like, as far as, like, what we do with our holidays and who we spend it with and everything. Now, okay, so we're talking about Easter and Passover and all this other stuff. Is there a holiday? I have to ask this because I think everybody hates at least one holiday. Is there a least favorite holiday of yours? Who wants to go first? I'll go first because I have my two right
you
off the
go.
Yeah.
Okay, if anybody knows me, they know I hate, loathe, despise Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it with a passion.
That was one of mine, too.
Yep. Thanksgiving and, to be honest, Easter. That's my second one.
Yeah.
I don't do Easter, really. Only time I really ever do Easter is if, like, we don't have any plans that day, and then we end up, like, just going down to see the nieces and nephews, and I hide the eggs, and I, like, torture them, because I put them up super high, because I don't want them to get them. Yeah. That's, like, the highlight of my, like, Easter, I guess you could say, but, like, I don't care for the food. I'm not a turkey. I'm not a ham person. Like, it is literally the food that makes me hate these holidays, to be honest.
I was ready to get on air and drag ham and turkey as a holiday food. Because, like, why?
Literally.
Can we please pick something else?
Right.
I think that you could pick whatever you want.
Yes. I'll be talking
you can,
about
but
that.
I'm like, but, okay. Like, I agree with that. I think you can pick
like
what
you can
you
have
want.
Mangoes and strawberries.
Yeah, absolutely. You can. But I feel like when, like, if you're from a family that is a traditional, like, we have to have Thanksgiving at 6 p.m. on yeah. Thursday, and it has to be this, and it's the same meal every year yeah. for 30 decades, if not longer. It's like, I'm in Groundhog's Day.
It's
like,
the driest turkey known to man.
It's the driest turkey, and nobody ever eats the cranberry sauce.
No.
My sister got on the train of, like, pre-ordering from, like, Hy-Vee or Kowalski's or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, a store that sells it, and she just, like, picked it up and brought it 1 year, and it was super good.
Oh, nice.
I will say...
That was, like, the easiest
I have a client at the salon that works for Hy-Vee, and they usually do, like, 1,000 or more for Thanksgiving, like, dinner orders.
Holy crap.
Like, for Thanksgiving, because people have gotten so used to that.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, a COVID thing. Didn't it start during COVID?
Probably.
I think it did.
That was, like, my favorite part of COVID, or, like, the things that still remain since COVID. It's like, oh, I don't really want to go anywhere or cook or do, like, the holiday. We have to just stay home.
Right.
And those years were the easiest. Like, I didn't have to pack any kids up. I didn't have to bake anything. I didn't have to cook anything. So we just, like, stayed home and then stopped making holidays, like, a super big deal.
Yeah.
And we would just, like, watch movies and hang out around the house. And we just don't make it a stressful thing.
That sounds perfect to me. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Like, we don't need to watch that one. Like, we can watch anything. But because some people with their... holidays, they like to do routine. Like, some people are okay, we'll talk about Christmas later, but I'm just saying, like, Christmas time, I have to watch The Grinch, whereas some people like
which Grinch? The Jim Carrey Grinch?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Well, both. I do like the cartoon, like the mm-hmm. OG.
Mm-hmm. Elsie's super into the OG and the one with
Benedict Cumberbatch,
like the new animated one. Yeah,
that one's horrible, sorry, no offense. It's stupid. And yeah, no.
Look at who's the one poo-pooing on things this week. It's not even me.
I have some feelings about that one because, like, it's a... Okay, that Grinch movie, I'm sorry. It is a bona fide, like, I'm just going to toss this out there and hope that it, like, makes some money kind of thing.
Hmm. Oh, there was, like, the whole plot line where they're like, oh my gosh, my mom works so much and she's really tired and that's really what I want to give her some relief from, says little Cindy Lou Who. And I was like, yeah, I feel seen by Cindy.
Right. So what are some of your guys' traditions? Or let's go back to my original question. Anybody else hate holidays? You said you don't like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't really like Thanksgiving. That's probably the my least...
That's number one.
Yeah, favorite.
I have some beef with Labor Day, just because...
Oh, that's an odd one. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's this. Like... Because I feel like all of the, like, people who are... We just... It's... The whole concept of it is like, oh, you work really hard. You have a full-time job. Like, we should, you know, mm-hmm, yay mm-hmm. for our workers. But, like, some of the lowest paid employees in the country are still expected to go to work.
Yep.
So that way some of the higher paid employees are able to, like, take the day off and go boating and
yeah. It's a bona fide let's be on the lake kind of day.
I'm reading a message from, that's funny.
That and makes so me mad.
It just, like, Labor Day feels a little bit like, ooh, are we missing the point sometimes? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not a big fan. And then I don't know if it's still considered a national holiday, but, like, Columbus Day is not my jam.
Boo.
So I think that would be my... But otherwise, I really like all the holidays, I think, because we don't do anything for them. So they're all just kind of a nice day to hang out and not have to go anywhere and just relax with my kiddos.
What's your favorite holiday?
The 4th of July. And that's, it is
for... We are going to have major, like, issues with that in July, just so you know.
It's because of how I spend it. It's not because of the actual holiday itself, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. I have a very, long list of movies that I watch on the 4th of July or over the course
of... Let me guess, Independence Day is one of them.
Yes, because it's one of the greatest movies ever made.
How'd I know? How'd I know?
Independence Day, Top Gun Maverick.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen Top Gun Maverick.
Team America World Police is on the list. Yeah. So, and then if there's still time, we throw in Terminator 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course you throw in Terminator 2.
Yeah, because you need some Arnold.
Well, that and
what's more American than the Austrian guy who came here and
what's her name though? Sarah Connor. Yeah. No, yeah. That's who your favorite is. That's what we talked about
last time. And so I like the way I spend the 4th of July more than I actually enjoy the holiday itself.
Yeah.
But that's my answer.
I think favorite holiday, obviously, no doubt about it, it's Halloween. Hands down.
Me too.
Oh, I forgot about that one because that's actually one that I hate. Here's why. Ready?
All right, everybody. That's been our show. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Spill the Beans. Goodbye.
Okay, so hear me out. I hate being cold. I hate it. Really? I want to be warm.
Well, then why isn't Christmas your least favorite? Because that's even colder.
Because there is zero expectation that I go walk around my neighborhood with my kids for hours. I get to sit and be cozy, and like whether I have a fireplace or not, I can put it on my TV and I feel warm and eat cookies and watch The Grinch. But on Halloween, it's like, is it 40? That's like, I have the same beef with Winter Walk. It's adorable. I love Winter Walk. I love the concept of it. I think the photos are beautiful. But if it is not 40 degrees, I'm not going. It is too cold.
So this last year, you were not out.
I think I was working or at a wrestling meet. I was somewhere else. I had another commitment.
Yeah.
But it is the idea of, oh, it's super duper cold. Okay, kids, you're all mad at me now because you have these cool costumes that you have to put a coat on over if we can't fit your costume over the top of your coat. And then they waddle down the street and then you have to like carry their bag because it gets so heavy. And then you end up with 56,000 calories worth of candy on your living room floor, wrappers all over your house for the next 6 weeks, melted chocolate on the carpet. It's just...
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. I think
this
I just...
why I don't have kids.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, maybe that's why we love Halloween so much is we don't experience it with
we get to go to parties. We get to dress up how we want. We don't have to be appropriate.
And we get to be in a house.
My kids are all older now, and so it's not as much of a problem. It's more of like an all-year problem, but like little bits and pieces with the wrappers and the chocolate and the... But they don't go trick-or-treating anymore.
Yeah.
And my
even
littlest...
Even Elsie?
No. That's a... She is not a trick-or-treat. She hates holidays, all of them. Birthdays, holidays, anything. Like, we don't talk about them. We don't bring them up.
I remember you telling me about her birthday even.
Yep,
even her birthday.
Because that's why I had those balloons from Mardi Gras, and I brought them for her, and I just had to say, I got you some happy special day balloons, because she does not want anything to do with her birthday.
Yep.
She has autism, and so holidays are like, whatever it is about them, just a no.
Overstimulation.
Yeah. And she knows they're coming up, and so she doesn't want to wear a costume. She doesn't want it. And I was like, man, how would you like to hand candy out with me? And she's all about it. She'll hand out the candy, but nope, no holidays for that one. Christmas presents, we have to like tell her what's in the box and then she'll open it.
Have you ever gotten it wrong? What's in the box?
No, because we usually like wrap our presents the night before, so it's super easy to remember.
I was just gonna say, like, if I had to wrap it like a month or three weeks ahead of time, and you're telling me like I have to tell my kid what's inside the box, I'd be like, oh, I got nothing.
And we give them to her, but it's like the not knowing that's too scary for her. So we're like, here, we got you some markers. Open this package, and she's like, markers, great. But if she doesn't know what's in it, she won't open it.
Got it. Gotcha. Carrying on with our holidays and everything, and since we've been talking about, you know, the food, the candy, etc., what about your least favorite candy? Because I gotta ask that, because I think this is kind of one of those that is very taboo. Like, what do you hate? Like, if we're talking specifically Halloween candy, what is your least favorite?
Whoppers.
Shut up.
See, Whoppers are so gross.
They're so... mid
I love them.
Until
them with
you get
so
the
good.
One that's like weird and like squishy and like something went wrong. I don't know if it like burned or whatever. And then it's like the whole box is over. I don't want any more Whoppers because I ate that one.
Yeah, I would like separate my candy, of course, when I would go trick or treating, and I would just freaking throw away the Whoppers. Like, I don't even pawn them off to someone. Just get them out of my
house. I love Whoppers.
I just
you put them
just
on vanilla
risky.
Bean ice
You're
cream.
Rolling the dice. You're rolling the dice every time you put a Whopper in your mouth. You just don't know.
My brain went somewhere else. Sorry.
Keep that it. Just,
this is a 9 a.m. show, and I'm lack of sleep. Oh my god. Okay. Anyways, we're going to carry
peeps.
On.
Peeps. Peeps. Well, I know that that's not a Halloween candy, gross. But peeps are terrible.
I mean, it's
peeps
very on brand for what's coming up for the holidays.
Peeps are gross.
I like one peep a year. I don't want the whole box. I just want one.
I used to I think it's the texture. Too, but see, I had one the other day, and I was like, oh, I don't like this anymore.
Okay, so I have to give a shout-out to The Blast right now, because The Blast last year had a Cadbury egg blizzard, or like whatever they call them, flurries
the
now.
Flurry, yeah.
OMG. By the way, me and Ashley ran into each other last night at The Blast.
At The Blast.
Oh, we almost went, but Elsie wouldn't go.
Yeah, we were there last night.
Yeah.
We were there last night, yeah. What'd you have again?
Marshall and I always get a raspberry cheesecake flurry.
Okay. Yep. Last night, I think we did, Ryan did a twist cone, and I did the, what is it? The cookie dough.
Yum.
They have those really good Dole Whips.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what I always got.
They have amazing.
Yep.
For your kidneys.
For my kidneys, don't.
See, that's why I have so much advice about kidneys.
I know, right?
I get the Dole Whips.
I do like the Dole Whip. My favorite is like, I think it's the strawberry kiwi or something like that. I think, oh, it's so good. So good. Anyways, speaking of peeps, do you guys have any plans for Easter? Or like, do you guys celebrate Easter really or no?
I don't really celebrate it as a holiday, but Marshall's family usually does like a buffet.
Who I got to meet last night.
Yes.
I met him for wildly different reasons at the Grand.
Okay.
Like the day after we recorded our first show and I met Ashley, I was like emailing with Marshall for something totally separate, and I had a meeting, and then they both walked in, and I was like, oh, neat. Look it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
we just met yesterday. Yes. So
that's funny.
Yeah, we usually do like Marshall's family lives up in the cities, or some of Marshall's family lives up in the cities, and we usually do like a fun buffet at one of the like spots in Minneapolis. This year we're gonna go up to Jack's, and they usually have like this giant Easter bunny walking around.
Where is
it's
Jack's
terrifying.
At?
What it is that familiar. North?
Northeast?
Northeast, I think northeast Minneapolis. Have you ever been to Hi-Hi?
Oh, Hi-Hi.
It's like, it was like over there. It's like kind of by Psycho Susie's, maybe question mark, okay. RIP.
Yep.
Psycho Susie's.
I'm picturing like the Donnie Darko rabbit walking around.
It's terrifying. It's really scary, but like the kids love it. But like every time I'm just like, there's really something ominous about this, but they do a prime rib buffet and
ooh,
I'm all about that. So we'll be doing that on Easter.
Very nice.
What about you guys?
I own a breakfast restaurant, so I work every year on Easter, and I work every year on Mother's Day.
Do you have, like, a waiting list right now, or, like, a reservation list?
People are calling and starting to make reservations, but usually it's, like, the 6 days leading up to that everybody's like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, because it's typical. People are last-minute planners, of course.
And I feel like this, I don't know why this year felt like it just has gotten so, it's just gone by so fast. I made the schedule and I didn't even like make an Easter schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and I was like, oh, that was an oversight. Cause I didn't even realize that it was now.
Right.
Yeah. And it's late.
Yeah.
It is late this year, actually. Yeah.
Does the Grand have Easter specials?
No.
Oh.
We're just doing our good old fashioned run of the mill. Okay. I mean, it's not run of the mill. It's delicious, but standard menu.
Your standard menu. Yeah. Not a specialty. Okay. Very nice. Yeah. For Easter, I don't know if we really have plans. Again, I don't care for Easter. No. It's just not my thing. I mean, honestly, if you want to bring me Reese's Peanut Butter Cup eggs.
Yeah, because those are the best.
Because those are the best.
The peanut butter to chocolate ratio and the eggs is by far the best.
But you also the pumpkins.
Well, I was going to say the pumpkins or the Christmas tree.
But that's like an egg with like a little nut.
That's true.
With
like
know?
A...
yeah.
So it's like...
yeah. Either way, those are like my favorite, and that's the reason for the season of Easter.
The Cadbury eggs that are not the Cadbury cream eggs, like just the chocolate covered eggs with like the little thin candy shell.
With the hard shells?
Yeah, the Cadbury minis.
Super good.
Yes, those are my
favorite. Those are
the okay.
best thing.
Sorry, let me rephrase that. That's the one that was at the Blast.
Okay, because
so the Cadbury egg that you were originally talking about, you're talking about this hollow with the caramel inside, like kind of Cadbury thing.
It's like the yolk and the...
yeah, no, that one I don't care for. I'm talking about the mini.
The minis, so they also are starting to like release them for other, like there's like red, white and blue ones for
really.
Yeah. And so we end up with tons of them in our,
sorry.
Well,
give me rainbow.
There are rainbow ones right
there's
now.
There's a pride one.
No. Well, I mean that you could use it as such, but it's like rainbow for spring.
Where
is
do you
their
find
packaging
this?
At Target
yes.
or at any other place store. That you want to get them at.
But get them at Target because they usually do like a 2 for okay. 6 or something.
I'll have to check that out because I hadn't heard about that. And normally we go to Costco and we get the big family behemoth bag.
Trevor brought a behemoth bag home and it didn't last very long and I had a tummy ache.
Isn't that the
those
truth?
Are two things are connected.
Isn't that the truth?
But you got a little sweet treat. They're
so good. And the fact that they have them all year round now for different holidays, we buy them all the time. And we put them in the freezer.
That's the best. Again, this is why I like the Blast, because they're already chilled and then you put them on top of ice cream. Hello.
But then also the sweet tarts that are shaped like ducks and rabbits and eggs.
Okay.
The heart ones too.
Now you got me on a topic that I don't like, sweet tarts. Ugh.
I like them when they're shaped like ducks and rabbits and eggs more than I like them. So like, I've never gone to the gas station and just been like, oh, I would like to buy sweet tarts. But when this time of year rolls around, I see the bag, I'm like, sign me up. There's also, okay, so there used to be this brand of jelly beans and the brand was Gimbals and they might still be around, but they came in, there was a sour version of these jelly beans and they sold them at Menards. And for the longest time, my kids called them Menards beans. And I would buy all of them. Like, I would go when they were on clearance the day after Easter and buy, like, 50 bags of these Menards beans. And for the last, like, 3 years, I have been looking for them. And they don't exist anymore. And I think
so
they're discontinued.
So if you come across
and
them,
I Googled
ship them to
them.
Lindsay.
A bright yellow bag. They were the best jelly beans ever. And I am not a jelly bean person. And these were delicious. And now I can't find them anywhere. I think that they just don't. Or like, they probably went out of business.
Probably.
Because they were Menards jelly beans.
Menards beans.
I do love the orange slices at Menards. You know what I'm talking
the
about?
The chocolate covered ones?
No. They're
with
like the
gummy.
Sugars? Yes.
I don't think
Oh, it's like gummies. My favorite.
That's a pass.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's nostalgia for me. Grandma had them.
Yeah, probably must be.
That's a good segue into traditions if we want to talk
true.
About
yes.
that.
Yes. Why don't we talk about traditions? Yeah.
I don't have
you were like a deer in
Menards
a headlight.
Beans.
I eat Menards beans when they're available and I watched my movies over the 4th of July, but like
okay, let's go down that. What's a tradition for movies? Like that you have to watch. You already talked about 4th of July. We are in April. Let's rewind the clock and go back to April. Is there any
okay,
one
so
that you have to watch around this time?
Right now, I always go and YouTube or search up the first thing that brought me to like brought attention to Passover, and that's the like 1993 Rugrats episode.
I love Rugrats. It's,
I do too.
I didn't even
I had
know.
A bunch of their orange tapes.
So this is like, and I'm not going down like a religion or spirituality like rabbit hole at all right now. This is just the story from the Bible of Moses. Is one of my favorite stories. I don't know why, but it's like the story of like oppression and leading somebody out of, there's my jazz hands again, leading, you know,
Lindsay jazz hands, everybody. There's
out of oppression hands. And like the stories of like the locusts and the frogs mm-hmm. and the, mm-hmm. right, and the passing over and the firstborn son, all of that. Like, I love that story. And Rugrats was the first time I had ever even been introduced to it. And it's done in such like a sweet little wholesome way because it's like
that's
the baby and Angelica is the Pharaoh. And
I don't remember this episode.
Well, how old are you?
Is Tommy Pickles the
girl? Yeah, I grew up with Rugrats.
Okay.
I grew up.
It's a two-parter.
I don't remember this.
It's a two-parter.
I remember Rugrats Vacation, and I remember Rugrats the movie.
Rugrats in Paris.
Oh, absolutely.
Not even close. They don't even hold a candle to this. So they go. Oh,
Lord.
They go
okay,
to.
I guess we're going down the YouTube rabbit hole.
No,
Ashley.
Yes, you guys. So they go to the Boris and Minka's house, and they're going to tell the story of Passover, and they're going to do their family tradition. But then Boris and Minka get into an argument, and Boris goes up to the attic and gets locked in there. So then when they start looking for
why
him...
Why do I not remember Boris and Minka?
That's Dee Dee's parents. Tommy oh, okay. Pickles, Grandma and Grandpa.
Okay, which they probably talked about only in one episode. Okay.
No, they make a lot of appearances.
They do make a lot
I
of don't appearances.
I have like, a really, really good memory, though. Especially...
I don't remember that. When I became sober, my memory went out the frickin' door.
That's like the only thing that I kept from
childhood?
Yeah.
Your childhood you kept.
All the memories from childhood.
Right.
Sure.
But this is a positive one. And it just, so then like Boris is up in the attic and he starts telling the story to the kids. Mm. And
this is coming back to me.
And so
crickets in my brain.
Because when they were telling the story downstairs, a couple of the folks that are attending are Christian, and they're hearing the story being read in this really like dull way from a book. And then the kids go upstairs and Boris is telling it in this really fun animated way to the kids. So it's like,
wait, was he reading it out of a book?
He is not in the attic. We don't need to recap like the entire thing, okay. I suppose, because I could.
That's a different show, Lindsay.
It is super. It's just really sweet. It's a fun like introduction to the concepts that come from Passover. And then on a like more serious note, same story, different movie. The Prince of Egypt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, great soundtrack, by the way.
It's hot. Yeah, great soundtrack. Amazing voice cast. Yeah. And then Hans Zimmer did the score for it.
Mm. You already had me there because he just is genius.
I went to the Hans Zimmer live experience with his orchestra at the Target Center last September. Yep. And it was like one of those, this changed my life. If, like, I needed to see this.
Yep. Very cool.
They didn't play anything from The Prince of Egypt, but they did play The Lion King. But Hans Zimmer, for those who do not know, like, if you are listening to any movie that has an
Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron,
Pirates of the Caribbean, Interstellar, Inception.
Yep. There's so many good ones.
Top Gun. There's just basically any, it's like John Williams or Hans Zimmer if you're listening to a score. But I absolutely love Prince of Egypt. And it's, again, it's like a telling of the story that I find to be a captivating story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's those are my two kind of springtimey.
So I don't really know Rugrats Passover episode, not going to lie. Other than I was a huge Rugrats fan and I used to watch Rugrats All Grown Up as well.
Yeah. I forgot about them All Grown Up.
Oh, so good. The Prince of Egypt, I think I've seen a few times. All I remember was the music because, I mean, the music was just amazing in it. As far as movies for me, not to go down a religious avenue, but we're going to go there. I grew up Lutheran. So around Easter, it was always about the Ten Commandments. You know how they played it on TV. So I was a huge, like, Ten Commandments, have to watch around Easter every year kind of person. And now, since not having the greatest relationship with religion, I have left that situation. And now I see you put on the list Hop. That is my Easter movie. So Hop is one of my favorites. I think it's so cute about Easter Island and, you know, like the bunny and everything. It's so cute. Great anime. Well, it's not all anime. It's like what is it called? Who Framed Roger Rabbit? So it's like live action and animated together kind of thing. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's a...
I think it's like, that's what I like about... That's why I like pop culture and why I like movies so much, because it's no matter what... Like, I love the musical Godspell, which tells the story of Jesus and the disciples the night before. Mm-hmm. Like, the story of the betrayal and the crucifixion, all of that. And I also love Rugrats Passover. And we were discussing like Zootopia being kind of a fun because like it just they all and like capture all the different pieces that people might be experiencing this time of year. It doesn't make any like right or wrong or true or false or anything like that. It's just April represents, or March, depending on what you know, when Easter falls or Passover. But I just like that there are all sorts of little puzzle pieces that like put us together and make us like super diverse. And these are just like the different items to tell the stories, and I like those.
Yeah. Do you have any like traditions with movies or anything?
Actually, it's when you start talking about Rugrats Passover, it's not really so much a tradition, but it's just something that I remember when I was growing up. This like episode of a show like really made me like was my first introduction to like Ramadan as a as like a holiday celebration.
What show was that? An episode?
The Proud Family. On
Love the Proud Family.
Disney Channel. And I remember the first time I watched that episode, I like didn't know what Ramadan was, but basically Penny, the school does like a family swap where Penny goes and lives with a different family, and this is a family that celebrates Ramadan. And at first, like, you know, they were like, I don't really like understand this. Like, what does this mean? And the 30-minute episode just kind of gives like a really, you know, like kind of surface level of what Ramadan is. But it also like shows some there's like a scene where like these like bullies like spray paint on this family's like garage door,
like a hate speech.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and it's just like in that 30-minute episode, they just like unpacked
so much.
Like they introduced what Ramadan was, and then even like, you know, how people have like these preconceived notions of people who celebrate Ramadan and stuff. And I remember that being like a really, really cool like thing to see.
Not to mention it's being featured on Disney Channel.
Right.
Like that's kind of a main platform that's going there.
Right. And I mean, I think Proud Family was pretty ahead of its
time. Well, and it got rebooted because it was so popular.
Yeah. Proud Family was great.
I don't know if I watched any of this.
Oh, love Proud Family.
Oh my God, the Proud Family was so good. The movie was wild. Peanuts, that was insane.
Yep. Right.
I've got a blind spot here, I see.
Yep.
Pop culture blind spot.
And this is coming from Ashley, who's not into movies like
we are. Yeah, I was like, the whole time I was thinking, I was like, oh no, I don't know if I can talk about any movies around Easter, but...
Look at you.
Your educated Passover Lindsay. Made me think about the Ramadan episode of...
Jazz Hand Proud Lindsay, Family. You got some homework.
I do. And I have my to watch list is just getting like longer and longer and longer. Right.
Oh, too funny. Let's see. So we talked about that. We talked about treats. You know, as far as like the whole holiday and everything that goes on, I think part of what I like about our current culture is how we take holidays that were so traditional, like Easter or Christmas and stuff like that, and now we've made it our own.
Yes.
Like, you create your holiday traditions, whether that's with your blood family or if it's with chosen family and stuff like that. For me, I think the holidays that I love, like Halloween, I love being surrounded by people. No offense to you, Lindsay. People who love...
Am I not people?
No, but you don't like Halloween.
Oh, I was like, I'm a people.
You are, but you don't like Halloween. I like to surround myself with that people get energized about the holiday kind of thing. Yes. Like, and it's not, I don't like being around, how do I put this kindly? I don't know if anybody else has ever felt this way, but like when there's like a checklist for a holiday.
Yes.
You know, like, okay, we eat at 1, at 2 o'clock we open presents, and then like, it's like a to-do list. It's like, can we just sit and exist? Yes.
But that's, I loved Halloween last year when we had brunch.
Oh, yeah.
That was great, because I was inside working, doing
any
what
holiday
I
with a drag queen is fun, so.
I was not trick-or-treating, and so that was really great.
But I feel like that's the best thing about, like, Halloween is it is just, like, it's so... It can be, like, so chaotic, and you just, like, get together, and you dress up silly, and, like, I don't know.
Those were always, like, the best in, in elementary and high school, too. Yeah. Like, those were the holidays that I think about more when I was a kid.
Or college.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, we can or skip now. That part.
I had fun in college.
I enjoyed, like, when I was growing up, Blair Witch Project had just come out, too. So I remember everybody going over to a neighbor's house, and we all like had a Halloween party, and you know, the mom made all the icky snacks, like the peeled grapes and the, and we watched the Blair Witch Project, and I went home early because I don't like scary movies and I got too scared, and I was like, oh, it's my curfew. Like for the first time ever that I cared that I had a curfew, I suddenly was going to go home.
It says the gal who loves Alien and like all
that's
these
different.
Alien's like sci-fi action.
Yeah, that's different. That's like science fiction horror. It's totally different.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Paranormal horror is way scarier than like sci-fi.
Yeah, I guess that is true, because Paranormal Activity, those movies always
are so scary.
That's like, I don't know if you've ever seen Event Horizon, but I have made it.
Never
like,
even heard of it.
Oh my gosh, I've made it like 30 minutes into the movie. There's like kind of a scary noise that happens, and I'm like, oh. That's enough of that. We're going to turn that movie. So I've actually never seen the whole thing.
What is it called?
Event Horizon.
It's got the
guy from Jurassic Park. What's his name? The guy that plays Alan Grant. He's in it. Morpheus is in it.
Name the movie again. I'm Googling right now.
Event Horizon. So anyway, it's just another one of those movies, but that one is like,
it's a 97 film. Okay.
I shouldn't be scared of it because it falls into the Alien and Predator category, but I am. It's just like there's a very scary noise, and I decided I never, ever wanted to find out what that was. Sure. So then I shut it off, and I have never revisited.
Lawrence Fishburne's in this?
Yeah, Morpheus. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I just can't think it was his biological name.
His biological name.
And then the guy who was just in White Lotus is in it? Dang. Okay, so this has a pretty decent cast.
But a scary sound.
But a very scary sound. And like the end of the Blair Witch Project is very scary. Yes. And that's like psychological the whole way through. But that's like, I enjoyed Halloween growing up. I enjoyed trick-or-treating when
I was... So did you finish Blair Witch Project ever?
Yes, and it's very scary. Okay. At the end. It's super scary.
When he's floating in the corner?
Yes, and she's screaming. It's so scary, and I'll never watch it again, ever.
I remember watching it, and it freaked me out. But I think it was also during that time when they did the marketing where, like, they actually had missing posters for the cast. They went down this whole rabbit hole.
They really found that footage.
Yeah.
No, this is real.
But really, it was all staged and produced and everything.
And then they, it, like, started a whole new genre
of, like, found
the documentary.
Film.
Yeah. But... Yep, totally. Yeah. Gosh, Blair Witch Project. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. But going back to what I was saying is I love how we get to now interpretate holidays how we want it to be. I think, especially for Christmas, like, I don't know how you guys are. And the way the world's going right now, it's going to get really expensive next year. Like, gifts to me, I'm like, I don't want them. I don't care. Like, the money that I want to spend is on my house. Like, I need a new stove right now because we're down to one burner on our stove working. Oh, yeah. So it's like, we need a new stove. And it's like, do we spend this money right now? Like, you know, kind of thing. Or to me, I'm like, I'd rather just order pizza or make a pan of lasagna and just hang out and just watch The Grinch. Since Rich doesn't like it, Grinch, everybody come over to the Moxies and we're gonna watch The Grinch. You know, and do stuff like that. I think even like Easter, like we don't, first of all, eggs are too expensive to die right now. So
I just had a conversation with the lady at the grocery store about that. People are making like Mr. Potato Head potatoes. That's like what people are doing this year. With like googly eyes and toothpick arms and stuff.
I know. I thought that super support that.
I super
support that.
We're going to do, I did get eggs. I got one dozen eggs to do dying with my kids, but we're going to do it with the Cool Whip. I saw it on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
So we're going to try it that way.
Okay. Do you still eat them after you dye them?
With Cool Whip, yes. Because with shaving, people were doing it with shaving cream and then you couldn't eat them. And I was like, there is no way. Am I a millionaire? Yeah. Am I going to dye 12 eggs and just throw them in the trash? No, that's not happening.
Exactly. I saw this TikTok the other day, and it was about the egg situation. And just roll with this, okay? Maybe I shouldn't be talking about this before 10 a.m. on a Thursday. But so I feel like it's so funny how now we can go into a store and buy THC and get our gummies and like take care of like our CBD kind of situation. But yet... we almost have to do like a shady deal. Like, I'm going to meet you out by the parking lot, by the dumpster, and we're going to exchange money for eggs because they're so expensive, but you're giving me a deal. I'm like, this is just like the irony of it all.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me. True.
Yeah. If you have chickens right now, man.
Right?
You are just rolling it.
I have a gal. I have
you a, got a chicken lady.
I got a chicken lady.
I want her to wear a trench coat to meet me wherever she is. And I want them to be like buy in a little dozen. Slots on the inside of her. Yes.
You
want
to buy a dozen. I love it. But yeah, so I think overall, like, holidays are what you make it. Holidays are what you want it. I think surround yourself with people that bring you joy. Don't feel like you have to do the checklist of a holiday.
Yeah. And this year for Thanksgiving, my second kid, my Achilles heel, we were not going to do Thanksgiving. We were like, let's just make biscuits and gravy, like something super easy. Super and he simple. Was like, are you kidding me? We need to make, you know, the ham and the corn and the potatoes. And he like went crazy and he cooked the whole meal. And then when we got done eating, he made
Yeah.
There. And he made a homemade pie crust. And like an apple pie, and it was super. Yeah, he was all about it. And
where did he learn this?
I think between school and his dad. His dad really likes cooking, so he was having at it. And so then when we were done, we watched Free Willy,
another great movie.
Because I was just like, we haven't seen Free Willy in a super long time. Banger of a soundtrack again. By soundtrack, I mean there's a song, which
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Did you ever watch the rest of them? Like, I think there's three with the original cast.
I think I saw all of them at some point or another in my life, but the first one's just
the really first and second one are my favorites, like out of the whole franchise, because then they did like a reboot.
And then I listened to The Good Whale, a whole podcast about the whale about Keiko, the whale that was in the movie. And it's like, I just sat on my bed and listened and cried.
Well, it's kind of like...
It's like sad and uplifting and...
Well, it's just like, have you ever watched Blackfish, the documentary?
Yes.
Oh, that's a whole.
So this is way more uplifting than that.
Okay.
Way more. Because
and
has...
Ashley's lost because she doesn't see this.
No, I. No,
oh my gosh. No,
I have seen Free Willy? Question mark.
Okay.
I think
worth a rewatch.
Yeah. Worth a rewatch. Well, that brings us to our final segment, just because we don't have much time left. Question of the week, since we missed last week. What is, let's see. When was the last time you waited in a line for an unreasonable amount of time? Do you want to go?
Okay, I thought about this. And because of the internet, we don't have to wait in lines very long anymore. You know, you do everything on your phone and then you pick it up in advance, whatever. So honestly, the last time I can think of an unreasonable amount of time I spend in line was when I was waiting to get my ticket for Star Wars Episode 3 in 2005. Because you had to go get the ticket at the box office and then you went into a not assigned seat and you had to pick your ins if you didn't want to be in that front row cranking your neck the whole time.
Yeah.
You need to get there early. So we brought a deck of cards and a cribbage board and we sat on the floor and waited for like 8 hours to get our tickets for Star Wars Episode 3. Jesus. That's the last time I waited in a line that was like unreasonably long. And it was worth it. Worth it.
That's insane. What about you, Ash?
Speaking of blast on their opening day, very long line was well worth it.
Yeah, but, obviously.
But it was like 80 degrees that day, and I wanted some ice cream, and I wasn't doing anything else. So I was like, I'll stay on this line. So shout out blast for having delicious ice cream that was worth standing in line for.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's worth the wait. Last night was crazy. I actually, when they were calling numbers, people were not listening. Did you hear me?
Marshall got in the car, started laughing, and was like, I think that was Mox. And I was like, what do you mean? And Marshall was like, Mox just told me that they will just shout if nobody can, like, hear them. And I was like, that sounds right.
It was literally this woman is standing at the door, at the window, and she's like, number 3, twist cone. Like, 4 times, and finally I walk up. I'm like, what was the number? And she tells me, and I screamed at the top of my freaking lungs, and, like, it, like, went silent.
You can, like, watch our mic levels and know that we both have outside voices.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And so, like, we're made for that.
Exactly. And the lady at the window, she goes, I was getting there. And I'm like, well,
yeah,
you're welcome.
Marshall thought it was, like, the funniest thing ever.
Oh, good, good. Before we go, we do have Rich here to talk about what's going on over at the Cannon Valley. But I also want to share my unreasonable amount. I did say it at the very end of the last episode that I waited in line, and that was for 25 minutes behind a flipping train on over by the Quick Trip that night when I was still in full drag and I hadn't gone to the bathroom in about 7 hours. So I'm like chomping at the bit, and I'm like, this train needs to move. And then I was yelling at the car next to me because it was Laura. It was me and Laura standing at the train. I'm like, I gotta go, I gotta go.
That's why you gotta learn how to, like, dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge around town to get over the train, you know?
I would like to do that, and I have done that, but in that moment, if I would have moved any more in my Spanx and in my body, there would have been an accident, and there would have been a wet floor sign. So, no.
I accept. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Unreasonable.
You understand. Okay. All right. Well, you ready? Okay. Sorry. Am I talking too much?
No.
Are you sassy today?
I'm just waiting. I gotta grab your mic.
Oh, you're taking my mic. Oh, okay. All right, everybody. Here's Rich Larson.
Good morning, everybody. I am here to report on what is playing at the Cannon Valley Cinema. Cannon Valley 10 this week. We have 4 new movies opening. We have The Amateur, starring Rami Malek and Lawrence Fishburne. It looks really good. He plays a CIA analyst who's like some nerdy little guy who sits in a basement building, but then his wife is killed in a terrorist attack, and no one's going to do anything about it, so he takes matters into his own hands.
Morpheus.
Exactly. And then there's Morpheus too. Right, exactly. That actually starts tonight. 2 showings, 4:45 and 7:10. Drop starts today, or tomorrow, I should say. Drop, this looks like a crazy movie. Woman on a blind date gets a text, starts getting text messages during the date. They send her a picture of her son and basically say, if you don't kill your date, we're going to kill your son. right? That's the premise of this movie, right? Drop. And that opens tomorrow, but they're showing it tonight as well. King of Kings, which is an animated movie for Easter, right? That's tonight. Starts tonight 4:20 and 6:30. Warfare, which looks terrifying. Actually, it's a real time movie written by an Iraq War veteran about a battle he was in 2006. And it looks, I just watched the trailer, and it looks very, very, very real. So, not that I would know exactly what a battle zone looks like, but it looks, it's pretty interesting. 4:40 and 6:45 tonight. Other movies playing at Cannon Valley 10. They're finishing up the Chosen Last Supper series 2 weeks ago. They started with part one. Last week was part two. Part three is this week in honor of Easter. The Minecraft movie, which has proven to be incredibly popular with Jack Black and Jason Momoa.
And Jennifer Coolidge.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, Jennifer Coolidge, lest we forget.
Our queen.
Indeed. By the way, Max, I finally watched the second season of White Lotus, and
we'll catch up. There's a third one.
I'm working on the third one right now, but
there's only so many hours in the day. Okay.
I feel really bad for Jennifer Coolidge. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Thanks for spoiling it for our listeners.
Yeah. Well, you spoil it for me on this show. All right. Anyway, I just hate you so much. I love you too. Okay, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the live action movie, is still playing, and The Working Man with Jason Statham is also. Now, anybody who would like to, we're going to do this. Anyone who would like to win four tickets to go see a movie, four free tickets to go see a movie at Cannon Valley 10. Email me at studio@kymnradio.net. studio@kymnradio.net with the word Coolidge, Coolidge, will win four tickets to go see a movie at Cannon Valley 10.
Question for you, Rich.
Yeah.
Is it a movie of their choice?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm going to give you four passes.
There you go.
To go see a movie.
Sweet.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Thanks. Okay, well, that finishes up our Spill the Beans. They're spilled. Yeah. They're all out. Next, 2 weeks from now, we'll be talking about dystopian.
Yes.
Yep.
We're talking
post-apocalyptic.
About post-apocalyptic dystopian pop culture.
In honor of Earth Day.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of bleak, but you know.
But I've been studying. I've been on the Hunger Games and Divergent movie franchises, like rabbit holes.
So if you want to tune in and you want to know exactly what we're talking about, just pick up on all your dystopic literature and watch your movies, and you'll know exactly where we're at. But that's our next topic, and so we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes, we'll come back for a second cup on the fourth Thursday of the month. So we'll see you then. This has been Mrs. Moxie or Mox. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, friends.
Bye, Lynn. Bye, Ash. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.